And we're back with our select executive this weekend, Ken Conliff, the CNO. That's the Chief Nutty Officer of Nutritious Foods based in Vancouver. If you'd like to find their delicious and nutritious nut butters, their Whole Foods, New Seasons, other health food stores in the Portland, Vancouver area. And we are on the cutting edge of this nut butter phenomenon, folks. Ken, welcome back. And we talked during the break about what separates your nut butters from others on the market. I know that many people who are into healthy eating are familiar with nut butters and may have tried them and went, yuck, okay? That is not the case with your product. They're delicious, and there's so many different varieties. We'll talk about those in a sec, but what is it that really separates yours from the rest?
Well, there's three things that we do differently than the other nut butters, by and large. One is that we're fresh roasted and fresh ground. So every week, we fresh roast and fresh grind new batches and deliver them to the stores or the farmers' markets. And nuts and seeds are a lot like coffee. It makes a huge difference to be fresh roasted and fresh ground in the flavor. And our customers tell us that when they come to the farmers markets, is these just taste better than other nut butters. Second step that makes us different and unique as well as better is our blending, is that we go by what's called an aggregate nutrient density index developed by Eat Right America, that looks at the different nutritional contents of things like nuts and seeds and vegetables. And the nutrient density index points out that sunflower seeds are ranked number one and flaxseed meals are tied for second place. So we blend in sunflower seeds and organic flaxseed meal with all of our nut butters, which improve the nutritional content of every nut butter. So it's more nutrient dense than just a single nut butter because of the blending. The third thing that makes us different and better is that cold processing, because we do not heat up the nut butters and pour them in the glass jars. The extended heating will oxidize the fats and make them less healthy. And then when the nut butter cools, it tends to cool more like concrete, and you're down there with a knife and a jackhammer trying to dig it out. Ours stay nice and soft and smooth and spreadable, and we're packaged in a tub, so it's easy to get into the tub. You're not diving into the glass jar trying to hurt yourself.
Yeah, they're so dense and nutritious that you look at this and go, okay, well, but one of these small tubs will, I mean, they'll last quite a while. That's what I was impressed with.
For most people, they do. I did get a call one day from a guy that ate a whole tub of cashew and was asking me for the antidote. And I said, well, you may have to call somebody else. But yeah, we do recommend a serving a day, which is 2 tablespoons and no more.
Yeah,
it lasts quite a while, and it does fill you up. But those are really the three characteristics that distinguish us from the glass jar nut butters.
Ken Conliff joining us here talking about his nut butters from Nutritious Foods based in Vancouver. And what's great about this, what's exciting for me from an entrepreneurial standpoint, is you are just getting started with this. This is only available in the Portland, Vancouver
That's
area,
correct.
As far south as Salem, as far east as Hood River. And next year, you're really looking at taking this to a bigger stage, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, our growth plans call for next year to find ways to get into Seattle, potentially down into California. East, and find better ways to distribute to get into more stores. That's really, for so many small food processors, this is the next level of struggle, is the D word, distribution.
Mm-hmm. I know we hear that from others in that business as well. Let's talk about these nut butters now. And if you had to pick one that you called your flagship, which one is it?
Well, that's a tough one for a flagship. Our customers have a huge preference for the hazelnut chocolate butter, which we like to call the healthy Nutella. There is a huge market out there of Nutella eaters who have read the Nutella label and have just said, yuck. So flagship would be between the hazelnut chocolate butter and the pumpkin seed, which is quite unique for the vegan market. It packs 11 grams of protein in 2 tablespoons.
Wow.
So when people are looking for plant-based proteins to bring into their diet, the pumpkin seed butter is really the number one seller and a great source of plant-based protein. So those two really are our flagship products and our best sellers.
See, I'm excited to try those because I haven't yet. I you know, at the farmer's market, it was the almond, the walnut, the sunflower, I think maybe even the hazelnut too. So I've been through those, and I kind of rotate through them. I love those. So one of my favorites is the sunflower, and I'm excited to see that's the one of the top scorer, in fact, the top scorer on the aggregate nutrient density index. Interesting.
That's correct. It's the sunflower seed and the organic flaxseed meal. So it's got the top two seeds for nutrition density. So that's a very healthy choice, and that's why we've blended the sunflower flax combination into all the nut butters. So you don't have to feel as bad about eating a cashew nut butter. Certainly not our most nutrient-dense option, but it does include the organic flaxseed meal and the sunflower seed.
If you want a little extra treat, though, right?
Yes.
You can have the cashew.
Oh,
right?
It's great on apples, celery sticks. So there's a lot of options. You're not stuck with just a peanut butter, which then you think of a sandwich.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of recipe ideas. We've got a recipe folder about how to get more plant-based proteins in your diet through snacks, through baking, through cookies. So lots of good ways to eat nut butters and get the plant-based protein benefits.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you, Ken, before we hit the air this afternoon. I use the nut butters in all phases of the diet. I mean, if I'm running out the door in the morning and I don't have time to sit down, I will literally scoop a nut butter out with a tablespoon, eat that, grab an apple, head out the door, and I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I mentioned during lunch, if I'm having some turkey and some vegetables, it's almost like it's my dessert to have a nut butter for, a scoop of nut butter for dessert. And I'm pretty much sticking to the 2 tablespoons, even for dinner. It's great. Or late at night when I know a lot of times if we're on a diet and we're working out, you get that little edge about 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you want to, for me, I want to dive into that bag of Cheetos that the kids eat. This is great because I'll go have a scoop of nut butter. So really, you can blend this into any part of your diet.
We get the feedback from a lot of our customers that it's a great supplement to whatever they're eating. And if they are snackers, which a lot of people are, they don't sit down to make the big Sunday meals anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They'll grab something fairly healthy, the apple, some carbohydrates typically. But if they can sneak in some nut butter, they stay full longer. And they're certainly getting a lot of nutrient density. And the nice thing about the nut butter is it's very bioavailable for the nutrients.
Because
the grinders have already broken them down. Your body can quickly absorb the nutrients out. You'd have to chew an almond to the same consistency as the almond butter for your body to get the EFAs out, essential fatty acids. So it's a quick snack, but it's also very bioavailable.
Yeah, it's so much more convenient than actually eating the nuts. Ken Conliff joining us here from Nutritious Foods, based in Vancouver, website nut-triciousfoods.com. You can find these spectacular, delicious nut butters at Whole Foods, New Seasons, other health food stores in the Portland, Vancouver area. Highly recommend you check these out this weekend and help support a local business that's growing. And it's got to be exciting for you too, Ken, because you mentioned you were in manufacturing and you're doing that kind of stuff, but now you're doing something that you really impact people's lives, and I know you must get just a ton of feedback.
Yes, we do. It's nice being at the farmers markets, and we do a lot of in-store demos. People come back time and time to the market and thank us for the product. I even got a hug one day at a market. A lady came over past the table and hugged me for the chocolate hazelnut. I'd never gotten a hug in the manufacturing trades before for what I did. So yeah, it is nice to bring a healthy product to the market.
And talk about the product itself. Where are you sourcing these nuts from?
Well, we do try to get as close to the grower as possible. Where we can, we buy the almonds right from the grower. The hazelnuts we do buy from the Willamette Valley. Many of the products, though, can't grow in the Northwest.
Yeah.
We're just too rainy.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever possible, we used to have a macadamia nut butter, and I'm still working with growers on the Big Island of Hawaii to export their products directly so I can bring the macadamia nut butter back on the market.
Wow. That one must be something else.
We still get a lot of calls for it. We had it last year, but the macadamia crops have been poor. But people who have visited the farmers market say, oh, yeah, I'm from Hawaii and I know this grower. So they take my card and they plug me into the grower in Hawaii so we can do business directly.
Oh, that's great.
So that's what we're trying to do, is more of that direct outreach.
Yeah, well, you definitely taste the difference. I think that's the big thing you mentioned earlier, is that, when you get it locally like that, it makes a big difference.
It's fresher. We're supporting the local economy. And it certainly does make for a better product than the nuts and seeds that have sat for how long in a warehouse.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, folks, if you haven't tried these nut butters, I sound like a spokesman for Nutritious Foods. That's because I found these nut butters myself this summer at the Lake Oswego Farmers Market, and it really has changed the way I eat throughout the day. It's very healthy. Highly recommend you get down to Whole Foods, New Seasons, the Farmers Markets, of course, many of them wrapping up for the year. They'll be back next spring. But to learn more about where you can find these delicious and nutritious nut butters, head to their website, Nutritious Foods. That's Nut-Tricious nutbutterfoods.com, and can lead you to the closest grocery store in your area, or you can contact them directly to learn more. Ken Conliff, the Chief Nutty Officer, joining us today as our Select Executive. Thanks, Ken. We'll keep tabs on you as you expand across the West Coast. Congratulations on your success.
Great. Thanks. Very nice to be here. More.